Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption, and we have placed well over 5,000 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families. Helping families and birth parents grow through the adoption process is very important to us. Our offices are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw, and our pregnancy and adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show, so thank you very much for listening in today. We do hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. If you'd like to call in during the show with questions or comments, we would love to hear from you at 800. Oh, that is not the correct number. That's Adoption Associates number. We would love to hear from you at 347-850-1100. And I am honored today to welcome to Adoption Focus, Madison. Madison, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I'm so excited. I know you're a little bit nervous, so we'll just go ahead and put that out there and get that out of the way. You're sharing a little bit about your story, and I recognize that that's not always an easy thing to do. So I am just tickled that you have taken this on, even though you're nervous. You are a former and current client of Adoption Associates as a birth parent. And I'd like to see if you could start us off by sharing a little bit about yourself and your connection to adoption.
So it's been a year now since I had found out that I was pregnant, and it was quite a shock, very unexpected. I had, you know, gone through all these different scenarios in my head and was able to come up with the best one, knowing that adoption would be the best, you know, for placing my child for adoption. Coming to adoption agency here was the best one yet. And, you know, it was just, you know, scary and nervous, didn't know really what to do. And I just feel like being able to have, you know, the adoption process and the open adoption has been the best bet for me to know, you know, what's going on, the different, you know, accomplishments and milestones and different things like that.
So, yeah, you said that you were very nervous and you didn't know, you know, much about adoption at the time. And so you delivered last year, a few months after connecting with the agency. Is that right?
Yes, I found out when I was about 6.5 months pregnant, and I didn't really, you know, pick a family up until, like, it seemed to be just a couple weeks until, you know, she was born and that. So I only had a short amount of time to, you know, really bond with the adoptive parents, but everything has worked out. And you know, the agency has been nothing but supportive and very helpful and caring.
Oh, that's nice to hear. That is something that's it is really important to us, because women such as yourself, learning of a pregnancy that was unplanned is a scary time. And undertaking an adoption for the first time without knowing much about it is can be very overwhelming. So I'm glad to hear that you did have a good experience. And it sounds like you did learn a lot along the way. And so today we're focusing on the concept of the most, what you found the most challenging and the most helpful and the most surprising and even more. So let's kind of just dive into that, Madison. And could you tell us what you found to be the most misunderstood element of making an adoption plan?
I think when people, you know, don't really know much about adoption and, you know, they're kind of like scattered in that without knowing, is that's how I felt coming into it. I didn't know that, you know, there's all these different opportunities to have an open adoption, a semi-open adoption, or, you know, a fully closed adoption. When, you know, placing your child up for adoption, you never know, you know, what the future and outcome would be. But I was thankful enough to learn about the open adoption and having that knowing feeling, which has been, I think, a true blessing that, you know, my adoption is super open and the adoption went smoothly and the adoptive parents are beyond, you know, perfect and everything that I would hope for my child. They are like a spitting image of what I would want. And I feel like the adoptive mom is like this, like looking at her is exactly how she's putting, you know, her like position as I would want to be, and same with the adoptive father. So there's always that, you know, oh, you're placing your child up for adoption, you know, why, like, that's the most thought answers. Like, why would you do that? And it's not because, you know, there's no love or anything. There's a ton of love, which benefits now because, you know, she's loved by so many and she doesn't even know it yet. So I think that's, like, the biggest thing is, you know, the not knowing. And I think people don't look at adoption the same as, you know, certain people. I feel like you almost have to go through it to be able to say, oh, no, like, this is, that's not what it's about. Like, it's way different. Like, I thought, you know, okay, am I going to be judged? Is this and that? And obviously people have their different, you know, mindsets on different things. But I feel like if you have that support and you know this is the best for your child, that's like, you know, almost a gift for, you know, your child, because then they'll grow up to say, oh, you know, look at me, you know, you're doing well and all this stuff. So it's not that, you know, I've never, you know, not cared or loved her. Like, she is beyond. I think about her every day.
Of course you do. Of course you do. And you now have the experience of this adoption behind you and being able to see it. It's fresh enough and new enough. It was just last year that your daughter was born and you made this decision. And I hear that it's still emotional for you, Madison, and that's perfectly okay. But you can remember what it was like during the pregnancy and to be nervous about the adoption planning and the delivery, and then to now have the benefit of coming through that on the other side. And you being on today's show, potentially benefiting others with your story. So we'll take as much time as we need to get through today. But let's talk about what was the most challenging part for you of making the adoption plan.
I think the most, I think it was just I was scared and I was, you know, okay, I'm doing this, which is awesome because you get to plan, like, everything out and, you know, do what is best for you. But I think the most hard part was the feeling like, okay, you know, am I going to be able to see her? Am I going to see pictures? You know, it was just, I think, the little things that still, you know, continue to, like, fester and all that. The most hardest part is obviously placing your child up for adoption and then having, you know, your good and bad days and that. But I really feel like, you know, you have to be strong, like, to continue, like, to, you know, be able to see her and that and, you know, to keep yourself healthy and, you know, the different things. And I feel like if you, to put it into like how I felt, I was just scared that, you know, all this is, you know, planned out and said and written on paper and signed. And I always had thought, okay, it's all signed and that. And then what if eventually, you know, all this goes away after a certain amount of time? And I feel like that feeling has been totally wiped away because still continuing to see her and hear different things. So I feel like making the adoption plan and all that totally is way different thinking now than it was. So what I had wanted and what I had, you know, wished for has still been on track and everything.
Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about like the things that were written on paper and kind of the concerns that you had that all this looks really good on paper, but what will come of it, are you referencing the plan for openness and the continued contact with the adoptive parents and your child?
Yeah, that was, I think, my biggest fear in making, you know, that was the most challenging thing is to have, you know, everything looked good, like you said, on paper, like, okay, you know, we'll visit her once a month and, you know, we'll receive pictures and texts and all that. And I didn't know if that was, you know, gonna stay a thing and happen, and it has been. And every time it just feels like, you know, get more closer and connected with the adoptive family, which I adore. So that's what really makes everything like so much better.
Mm-hmm. And those relationships are built upon trust, and they continue mm-hmm. to build and grow over time. So even though it's, well, it's not been quite a year, and you know them better now than you did a year ago, mm-hmm. that is a relationship that's continuing to grow, and that's what we want to see. You mentioned to me off air, which I think is wonderful, so I want to bring it up here, about even though the emotional aspect of making this adoption plan was tough for you, you continued to remind yourself of the importance of self-care and mm-hmm. how to help yourself during those difficult times. Can you maybe just mention, talk about that for a second?
Yeah, so after, you know, everything, it seemed like everything was, you know, on track, going good. And then, you know, as the time got, you know, going more into, you know, our future, things started, you know, picking up, got, you know, more upset and depressed. And I noticed I've been, you know, I was holding myself back and almost like isolating myself. So I had, you know, reached out to the agency and said, you know, it's time to see a counselor. Like, I need someone to talk to other than my parents, you know, just someone that I could just really, you know, get my thoughts out. So, you know, I started seeing a counselor, and that was beyond helpful. Awesome bond there to be able to talk to her and, you know, kind of get some help and reach some goals. And then also, you know, yoga to help keep the anxiety down, and recently started getting massages, which have been super relaxing and helpful, and just kind of keeps me, you know, at peace and occupied to the point where you just know, like, you're so relaxed to be able to keep my thoughts positive and staying focused.
Mm, that's so nice to hear. And I think that's something that we don't really talk about enough, is taking care of yourself after a difficult time. And I love the fact that you're doing this counseling, yoga, and massage, and that it's helping you. So hopefully someone else will hear that this is working for you and maybe give it a shot for themselves. I know that there were some things about making an adoption plan that surprised you as well. So keeping in our theme here of the most in adoption, what was the most surprising part for you?
Mine was definitely the openness. I didn't really expect how open you can actually have an adoption plan made and have an adoption, you know, work out for you. So I had chosen to have an open adoption so I could, you know, still see Mackenzie and hopefully, you know, continue to be a part of her life and just have her know, you know, what was best for her at the time and just have everything, you know, to be able to actually see her and have that feeling, you know, to be able to hold her in that is like mm-hmm. what actually keeps me going. It just is like a really good reminder, like, you know, this little girl, she smiles. She never cries. She's like the happiest baby ever. And mm-hmm. I think if I didn't have this open of adoption, and if I, you know, chose a closed adoption, that, you know, not knowing feeling would have, you know, really eaten me alive. So I feel like to have an open adoption, even though it still hurts, to be able to, you know, communicate, see pictures, visits, that is, you know, the thing that really surprised me is to be able to have this is like, wow, I didn't really know, like, there was these type of adoptions to where, you know, you're still like a part of her life. And, you know, hopefully even though she's 8 months old, to be able to say, oh, you know, in the future, oh yeah, you know, I still have like this awesome bond with the adoptive family and parents. And, you know, mm-hmm. I have like a little relationship, you know, one-on-one. So to be able to have an open adoption is, you know, not only good for me, but, you know, good for, you know, my family as well, because, you know, they know. So it's not like, so then you have that like knowing feeling, see pictures like, oh wow, you know, she's growing, and just the little things is what's really getting like me going and, you know, get me up every day, take a look at a picture. So I think that is beyond beyond amazing.
Does it reinforce for you, let me backtrack, having the contact with the family and with your daughter, does it reinforce for you that this was the right choice, that you did the right thing?
Yeah, definitely. To be able to see the pictures and see, you know, what they've got going on, it's just, it's awesome to see, you know, how much she's, like, loved through them and her brothers. So that is like what really gets me, you know, super happy and just melts my heart to see how much she's loved. And that's exactly what, you know, I want for her. Not saying that, you know, she wouldn't be loved, you know, by, you know, me or anything, which she is. So I just like, she's got extra love, and to be able to see all that is what really makes me happy.
It's nice to hear. What about the most helpful factor when you were putting together your adoption plan? What did you find to be the most helpful for you?
The helpful part was being able to actually, you know, choose the family. I, you know, had, you know, a handful of different ones that were given that would probably be like best match for me, but that as soon as I, you know, saw this adoptive family, I just had that gut feeling and just knew like this, they are the ones. Like it was just that vibe. So being able to meet them, you know, before having Mackenzie and everything, it was just super awesome. And meeting them, it was like so natural. Like I just knew. So being able to, you know, meet the adoptive family, that was the biggest thing that helped, you know, continue the adoption plan.
Mm-hmm. So I have one more most question, and this one really is for those people that may be listening right now that could be considering adoption just as you were last year. What would be something that you would most recommend to them?
I would say to obviously not go through this alone. If you could get, you know, your parents support, you know, a friend support, you know, someone that you trust, their support, that I think that is the number one you know, thing that you would need. So I would recommend having that. Like for example, my parents are, you know, my biggest supporters. Like they have, you know never like let me down. They've been there through everything.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Take your time. I know you wanted to say these things, and they're hard, emotional things to say, but I know you've talked with me about the support that you received from your parents, and putting that into words is tough to do, but they were your rock, and they were the people that helped you through not only learning of the pregnancy, but in making the adoption plan too. What else did you want to say about those relationships?
Like with my parents, I feel like, you know, you let them down, but in the end, it's like, you can't let someone down when, you know, you're, you know, having a baby, because it's, you know, a life, it's a miracle. You're proud. And so I think my bond with my parents have grown like into a huge, you know, amount, and my brother. And I think without them being able to talk to them and, you know, living with them, so it's like my emotions filter off to them, and, you know, their emotions come on to me. So I think to have a support like that is what really I think that's what really is helping me, besides, you know, the little things I do for myself. But having, you know, someone there to support you and, you know, stand by your side and be your backbone, I think that's what I would really recommend. If you're going through this, that's what you need.
Yeah, I couldn't have said that any better than you did. And unfortunately, not everyone has a lot of support or those people that can do that for them. And so we can help identify who that could be. Sometimes it is the birth mother's parents. Sometimes it is her friends, maybe her coworkers. And then at other times, the agency and the caseworker and the staff that are here, we do genuinely care about the well-being and the emotional health of each and every one of our birth moms. And so hopefully there's a sense there for you as well that we care about you, Madison, and we care about, you know, how you're doing, and we're here for you as well moving forward. As we're approaching the end of the show, I did want to shift the focus back a little bit onto you and have you tell us what lies ahead for you, what you're looking forward to in the future.
You know, I just hope to continue growing a bond and a relationship with the adoptive parents and, you know, to gain, you know, the trust and everything, continue visits and, you know, hopefully all this, you know, builds up to where the future when, you know, Mackenzie is, you know, understanding what's going on and everything, to be able to have her, you know, have like a little relationship in that. So, and I don't doubt it at all. I mean, I have my good and bad days, but I really feel that, you know, her parents are amazing. So I feel like, you know, my future with them and Mackenzie and everything is going to be, you know, perfect. And I almost feel beyond like blessed and lucky. Like this situation with them is, you know, very unique, and my situation I feel like is, you know, different than others, to where I think Mackenzie will be living a really fun life, and just like she's gonna have the love that she needs, and she's gonna be loved from, you know, my family, her family. It's just going to be, you know, really good. So I'm looking at the future with all positives, and I don't see any, you know, problem within the future or, you know, anytime soon. I feel like we're all going to grow together and keep this, you know, relationship, you know, just keep growing it stronger.
That's such a loving story and such a wonderful way to put it. You're right. She's one lucky little girl. She's got two sets of families that love her unconditionally. And I know that you've grown personally through this experience. And I am very grateful that you agreed to come and talk about your experiences with us today. So thank you, Madison, very, very much for opening up.
Thank you for letting me talk to you. And I hope that this helps others and continues to, you know, build up, and others can see, you know, that there is good in all this. It's not just, you know, sadness. It's, you know, there's positive and good things dealing with adoption.
Absolutely. There certainly is many, many, many stories like this. And we hope to be able to continue to bring those stories through Adoption Focus Podcast to our listeners. So we are now at the end of the show. And for those that are listening, if you'd like to connect with Adoption Associates, you can do so by calling us at 800-677-2367. Again, that number is 800-677-2367. You can also connect with us at adoptionassociates.net, and we're on Facebook as well. Remember that we are live on Tuesdays at 11 for Adoption Focus, and we hope that you will continue to follow this program. Thanks again, Madison, for today.
Oh, thank you so much.
For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope everyone has a great day. Bye-bye.